Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Offense Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. And down at Nats Park is Toby Altizer, where the Nationals are going to take on the Colorado Rockies tonight. And, Toby, that's good news because the Rockies are bad at baseball.
Yeah, well, it was good news when the Marlins were coming into town, too. They were bad at baseball, and they just got swept by them. Matter of fact, the Rockies just had their first winning series in over a year because they swept the Marlins. So, you certainly hope it's a good thing, but they actually have to go out there on the field and win the games this week against the Rockies.
Okay, never mind. Anthony, you can hang up on Toby now. I don't want to talk about anything. No, Toby, were you in the room when Davey made the comments this weekend?
No, I wasn't there, but I heard from people immediately afterwards saying Davey had said some out of character comments, I think is the best way to put it, because generally Davey stands up for his players even when no one else will. Even when the numbers aren't speaking well for them, he's always done a great job of defending his players. This was really out of character for him to kind of make those sorts of comments that really, I think what he was doing, Craig, is he was trying to stand up for his coaches, which I guess is somewhat understandable, but throwing your players under the bus in turn isn't great either.
No, and so for those that haven't heard it, Davey is asked, like, you know, kind of whose fault is it that you're on this, at that time, 7-game losing streak, because these comments were Saturday, and then 8 games now with another loss on Sunday. And he does exactly what Toby just said. He says, no, it's always about the players. And it's almost like philosophically I get what he's saying there. And then to your point, he certainly felt like he was standing up for his coaches. So now that we have a couple days here, and you know, you were on the ballpark all day today, and you know, other folks have been reporting, like, what is there something that's been happening, a disconnect between players and coaches, that he felt the need to stand up for the coaches? Was this a misguided attempt to motivate the players? Like, what's going on here that we have landed in this very tense, bizarre, and frankly sad spot where the Nats just got swept by the Marlins, have lost 8 straight, and I don't know how else you put it other than the manager threw the players under the bus.
Yeah, so it's a weird thing, Craig. Over the last couple of years, fans have been incredibly frustrated with the results on the field, obviously, because they haven't been winning ball games. And so in turn, you're calling for the hitting coach, you're calling for the pitching coach, and it's year after year people are calling for these guys' heads. And it'd be one thing if this was a first year of these guys, but they've been around. And I think part of the reason that it's kind of run thin on a lot of people is these guys were basically up for a contract last year. They were renewed to be brought back at the end of last season around August timeframe. And people then were kind of frustrated. And so when it carries over to this year and the results on the field weren't great, but they were approaching that 500 mark. You know, before this 8-game winning streak or losing streak, they're 3 games just below 500. So they're kind of right there. And then they go on an 8-game losing streak, and you get some of this frustration kind of boiling over, and the fan base, I feel like, just wants the pound of flesh, and understandably so, because the team has not been playing up to their standards, or really the standards that were set for this team for almost a decade, from 2012 to 2019, when they were perennially a wild card, a division champion type team. So I think some of that kind of boiled over, and Davey has seen the criticism, which is not new this year, but has been something that's happened over the last couple of years. And I think he saw an opportunity to kind of stand up for his guys, and in turn, I think inadvertently threw all of his players under the bus. And it's just out of character for Davey, because he's always done such a good job being careful what he says. And he'll occasionally say something in the media to motivate his guys. Like a week ago or so before the Mets series, he kind of had said something cryptic in terms of, hey, if some things don't change, then, you know, maybe we'll have to make some changes. We'll have to make some adjustments if guys don't get the message and all those things. So he's already said some stuff like that to kind of get to the players earlier this year. But I think he ran into a problem where he wants to defend his guys, which a lot of people will have the frustration that they'll look at it as saying, hey, Davey just hired his friends and he's not holding them accountable. But he wanted to stand up for his coaching staff. But unfortunately for him, he ended up throwing all his players under the bus in turn. And I can't tell you what the vibe was overall. It didn't feel that off in the clubhouse when I was in there earlier today, but you know, you're just seeing players kind of doing their stuff going around. So I couldn't sense if something was off, but there's definitely, I think, a frustration and understanding around this team right now. And frankly, like you said, to start this, the Rockies coming to town couldn't come at a better time for this ball club.
Toby Altizer, Bustin' Loose Baseball with us here on the Hoffman Show. So, Toby, if I were to ask you like a similar version of the question that Davey was asked, to say like, hey, man, like what's going on? What is not working right now? What would your answer be as to why the Nats are on this 8-game losing streak?
It's a combo of everybody. I mean, there's not a single person that's not accountable. And so, to Davey's point, the players aren't coming through in big spots. They've had so many opportunities yesterday. I think they were 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Mackenzie Gore kept them in the ballgame, and you're right there, and you're not able to win it. The first game of the Marlins series, you score 9 runs, which you hadn't scored runs, it felt like, at all in this losing streak, but you scored 9. But unfortunately, Mitchell Parker and the pitching staff weren't able to turn in a good enough performance, albeit with a 2-hour rain delay mixed in there, but they end up giving up 11 runs. So it really is, I think, partially on the players, to Davey's point, saying that they have to come through, they have to go out there and perform. And ultimately, you understand this, Craig, in professional sports, it is a player-driven league, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, you know, the guys aren't out there. So I understand Davey's point on that, but for him to say it's never coaching, I can't get on board with that, because consistently this team is one of the worst base running teams in the big leagues. And at some point that's coaching, right? Like you're teaching these guys are coming up. You got another debut tonight in Brady House, and hopefully he doesn't run the bases poorly, but guys coming up and making bad decisions on the base paths. And you've seen growth from some young guys. So it's not to say that there hasn't been development, there hasn't been coaching, but consistently, when I talked to Mackenzie Gore about 2 weeks ago, and he had mentioned having success at the major league level, and he's been really, really good this year and feels like he's turned a corner. And I asked him, like, hey, how do you go from being guys that are putting up decent numbers and looking like solid big leaguers to actually winning ball games at this level? And he said, we got to stop beating ourselves. And to me, that's where the issue comes in, that they beat themselves so many times, and it's unforced errors, and it's problems that should be able to be fixed. And that, to me, is on the coaching staff for not being able to help these players mature into winning ball players. And so that's where I think the coaching staff comes into this. Part of it's ownership. They could have improved the baseball team. Part of it's Rizzo. You know, he needs to make better decisions in terms of some of the guys that he brings in here with the limited budget that he's given. So I think everybody has a hand in this. But to Davey's point as well, like, the players have to go out there and perform, and they haven't performed well enough during this losing streak. But I also think that the coaching staff and some of the decisions they've made haven't helped out either.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Toby, so tonight, the Brady House debut. tell us more about Brady House. What should fans know? Obviously, a top pick just a couple years ago. Like, what's he been doing in the minors? Why now? And how quickly can he make an impact at the major league level?
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how quickly he can be an impact player for this team, because I think he could look good in this Rockies series, but then you go on the road to take on the Dodgers, and how will you look then? You know, the big leagues are tough. You're facing top competition night in, night out, unless you're facing the Rockies. So hopefully he can make an impact tonight, but he's someone who's a big third baseman, 6'4", 22 years old. He's still kind of filling out his frame a little bit. He's going to still get bigger, but he's a power right-handed bat. There's going to be swing and miss. He's going to strike out. That's something that's going to be a part of his game. But hopefully in there you get some doubles, you get some homers, and you get some real power added to this lineup, which is huge because they need power, but specifically they need power from the right-handed side because this lineup is super lefty-heavy. And so having a power right-handed bat, especially against the lefty tonight who they're going to face in the Rockies for Palmquist, I think they need that. He's going to be an upgrade defensively at third base over Jose Tena, who was sent down in his stead to Rochester. I think he's going to be, I don't know that he's going to be great defensively right away, but they've frankly been getting below average defensive play at third base since Paul DeJong went down. So I think they'll get average to potentially above average third base play there from Brady House. And hopefully he provides a nice pop. He's been crushing the minor leagues this year. He's hitting over 300 in AAA, OPS over 850, 13 homers on the year. So he's been crushing the ball down in AAA. Now it's about seeing this carry over into the big leagues. Last year, you know, he at one point was a top 100 prospect for this team and someone that was really highly thought of. Last year was a very disappointing year overall. But now when you look at, for him, a big part of his career has been health. When he's been healthy in the 3 or 4 years, a majority of them have been more along the lines of what we've seen this year where, you know, it's a 280, 290. In this case, it's a 300 average, driving the ball all over the place with some power, versus last year feels like the anomaly where he struggled a little bit. So hopefully he can come to the big league level, make the adjustments necessary. But I think they need a right-handed power bat, and that's hopefully what he can provide.
So best case scenario, you know, House plays well, Rockies rocky, Nationals get a couple of wins here, this thing all peters out. The Davey thing, just we look back in a month and it's like, yeah, that was weird. I wonder you know what, in his Cheerios that morning, right? I was like, what word can I say here that I'm allowed to say on the radio? Also, that's just a gross, what's the word? Not metaphor, but it's a gross saying. But people know it. This is going downhill quickly. This is like the Nats' last 8 games, Toby. The point is, hopefully Brady House plays well, and this Davey thing, we look back and we're like, that was weird. If it doesn't, if, put the House thing aside, if the Nats do not turn this around and we're talking they lose, you know, 5 of their next 8 games type of deal, 8 of their next 10, is Davey's job at this point safe with where they are in the rebuild and what the learners want to do and where Rizzo is? Just feels like it's been a noisy year and maybe something does need to change. Or is this group solidly together and, you know, maybe they'll visit that at the end of the season?
I don't know how anybody that's on the coaching staff can look at what's happened over the last week and a half and feel safe. I don't know that at this moment, I wouldn't think that they're going to fire Davey, but, you know, talk to me in 4 days and we'll see what happens with the Rockies series. If they lose 3 or 4 to the Rockies, I don't see how some change isn't made. You got to shake up the clubhouse and figure some things out. And, you know, if that's ultimately Davey, if that's Darnell Cole's the hitting coach, Jim Hickey the pitching coach, Ricky Gutierrez the third base coach, or whatever it is, they would have to make some sort of change because clearly it's not working. And the thing that I think is interesting about this, Craig, is they could very well and probably likely will win 3 or 4 of the series, hopefully. And if that's the case, people will immediately feel like they can move on. But there's another stretch coming up where they could suddenly find themselves in a hole once again where they go out to L.A., they go to San Diego, two really, really good teams in the NL West. They have a little bit of a layup or a little bit easier competition against the Angels, but you just lost a series to the Marlins, and the Angels are better than the Marlins. And so you got a 3-series West Coast road trip where, realistically, you could go 2-7 there, or maybe even worse, and it wouldn't be all that surprising. And then you come home to one of the best teams in the league in the Detroit Tigers to begin the month of July, and then the Red Sox come to town for the 4th of July series. And I mean, that's 15 games right there where I don't think it would be all that surprising if they continue to play the way that they've played, where they might win 3 or 4 against the Rockies, but then they could go, I don't know, 4-11, 5-10, and it wouldn't be all that surprising if it were even a little bit worse than that. So they have to figure stuff out quickly. I don't think you can even look at saying, hey, they win this Rocky series and all is kumbaya again with Davey and the team. I think you really got to get to the All-Star break before we start feeling like, oh, okay, they're out of the woods with this whole situation, because even if they win here, they could end up right back in a losing streak where people are having similar sentiments once again, even though they won some games against the Rockies.
All right, much more on this on the Bustin' Loose Baseball podcast. It's Toby, it's Grant Paulson. Toby's at the ballpark tonight, so check out his social media feeds for more on tonight's game against the Rockies, and then you'll hear him on 106.7 The Fan, and of course the Bustin' Loose Baseball podcast over the next couple of days talking about whatever happens. Toby, appreciate your time as always, sir, and enjoy the game tonight.
Always great, Craig. See ya.
All right, see you, buddy. That's Toby Altizer with us here on the Hoffman Show. When we get back, I got a couple thoughts I want to tack on. We preview the NBA Finals at 6:30. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa. Chicken, how you want it. At Wawa, with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.